everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. Welcome to our 116th episode, coming to you beginning July 22nd, 2021, from beautiful Western Pennsylvania. Our feature today will be talking about the possibility of gaining an edge on the casino, on the house. Is that a possibility? Is that realistic? Let's take a look at that and see what we can come up with for you. We'll also be talking about our recent trip to Rocky Gap Casino Resort near Cumberland, Maryland, in Flintstone, Maryland, actually, in a state park called Rocky Gap State Park. And we'll talk about how that went, and particularly interesting for those of you with children, because along with us, we had an 8-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old. And if you can entertain them in a casino resort, that's saying something. So we'll tell you all the features that Rocky Gap offers at a very reasonable rate. And then we also have a special section bringing you the latest casino news around the country. And we call that Odds and Ends. Okay, short break, and we're right back to start the show. I guess the question I'll start with is, are you an advantage player? Well, I think I am, only because my choice card is an advantage level. I don't know. That's only the second level, but, you know, it's anything but I'm not an advantage player. But you could be an advantage player at a casino, meaning that you have a slight advantage on the house. But it would have to be that you were a card counter in blackjack. And you would be a very rare bird today if you can count multi-deck cards. There are some people in the world who can. And if they're known, they're generally banned from playing blackjack in casinos. They're welcome to play other table games or slot machines, you know, or our beloved game of craps. But they won't let them play blackjack. But I'm not a card counter, not even a single deck one. So remember, if you do have that skill, you have to kind of keep it hidden, because if the casino finds out, they're watching you, cameras above. If you're really that good at it, they'll most likely refuse your business. And of course, under the laws that govern casinos in almost every state, they have the right to say, hey, you all can come in here and get a hot dog, but you can't play blackjack. Put some money in a slots machine. That's fine. You know, talking about advantage bets, craps players are always talking about the odds bet behind the pass line or the odds bets that you put on combats, saying that you have an advantage. And actually, you don't have an advantage. You have equality with the casino in terms of the payout. It's 50-50. You're not being cheated. But there's another one that you may not, I don't be so quite aware of. And it just shows you that you're still risking money. So let's just say you just hit a video poker machine for $50, not uncommon. You might do that every time you play, right? Well, maybe your machine has a double your win button. If you say yes, you'll be dealt a card, and so will the casino. And if your card is higher than the casino, hey, you double your money. It's a 50-50 bet, you know? So is that an advantage? Well, that's as good as it gets. 50-50 with a casino. And you might think, well, there's no way in hell I'm going to chance $50. It's too risky. Well, that's exactly what you're doing in the game of craps. I make odds bets, but I'm just telling you, when people are screaming at you, hey, make full odds, you know, go full odds. Well, if you do, you can lose a ton of money. Would you flip a coin for $100? And would you flip a coin for $300? 100-time odds, $600, would you flip a coin for it? You'd say, hell no, I wouldn't flip a coin for it. Well, that's exactly what you're doing, and that's the best bet in craps. Just shows you the kind of advantage that casinos have. So it's true that the odds bet behind the pass line and on combats is one of the best bets in the casino, and it's because it's 50-50, and so is that double button in video poker. Double your win. All you got to do is push and you're risking whatever you just want. So to put it another way, there are no games where a player has an advantage over the casino. you know, over the course of the action, unless it is you're a card counter and you're getting away with it. All right. Did you just say dice control? Who did I say? I heard that somewhere out there. Who yelled dice control just now? Let's be honest. Let's be transparent. If the dice hit the back wall and the throw is legal from start to finish, the casino welcomes your play. You can say you can control dice. If you hit that back wall, they love you, baby. No one has ever been banned from craps for setting the dice. Players have been banned for shooting and not hitting the back wall and repeatedly doing that. They'll let it slide once or twice, but you know what? Then they'll say, yeah, pass the dice. They'll also have you pass the dice or kick you out for sliding the dice, touching the dice with both hands. It's often a mistake of new players, but, you know, if they see that you're deliberately doing it, what are you trying to do? Slip some hot dice in there? Loaded dice? If you're playing intoxicated, you might get bounced out. And if you're taking way too much time to shoot, slowing the game down, they could ask you to pass the dice, or if you argue about it, they could quickly ban you from playing. So, to my knowledge, and that's again, to my knowledge, no one ever has been banned for dice control. So check it out with your favorite casino and see what they tell you. And I guess I would have to acknowledge then the question is, why gamble? If you can't get an advantage, now we did say you can get to equality 50-50, but if you can't get an advantage, why gamble? Well, I can only answer in a very personal way. The action is fun. It's exciting. And sometimes it's addicting. And that's really what you have to get beyond to win. No matter what it is, slot machines, big wheel, roulette, you know, craps, pie gal, whatever it is, three-card poker, you got to get beyond this to win. And that's called quitting when you're ahead. When you're ahead is the only way to beat the house. And it sounds like it might be easy, but it's actually very hard to do. And goodness gracious, especially when you go there and you win early, you know, oh, I can't quit now. I just got here a half hour ago. So the common lament in gambling is simply this. I should have quit when I was ahead. I should have quit when I was ahead. I should have quit when I was ahead. Because most days, most evenings at a casino, you'll probably get ahead. But the next time you walk into a casino, tell yourself, I am going to quit when I am ahead today. I am going to quit when I am ahead today. And if you do, that's how you go home a winner. So don't forget that. Advantage player, well, I like to be called one, but really, I'm not one. Now, there are legitimate strategies in every game that, you know, enhance the way, the possibility of winning. And, you know, see those on YouTube, listening to podcasts, you know, doing some reading with gambling books, you know, and find the ones that appeal to you. Give them a try. You know, there's no guarantees, but there are legitimate ways to improve your play in almost any game. So that's what makes it fun. Learn a little bit about the game before you play it. Betting real money at a casino when you know nothing or very little about a game, I would not suggest that. You know, you can gamble online for free. Doesn't take too much effort to find those sites. And you can learn about the game with software online as well as just buying it yourself. So, can you gain an advantage over the house? No. You can make it 50-50 in craps and video poker, but beyond that, they got an edge on you, buddy, no matter what you do. All right. Another short break, and we're coming right back. Well, just a day ago, we returned from the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Western Maryland. It's not too far from Cumberland, Maryland. You take Ma, I'll take Pap. We're all going down to the Cumberland Gap. It's an old American folk song. But this was a little different because this was a mini family reunion. Our son lives in Maryland, more to the central part of Maryland, and our daughter lives in Las Vegas, and the children and the brother-sister haven't seen each other for 4 years, you know, through that pandemic year in, and so it was a reunion, and you put them together, and Jill had her son Caden with her, and he's 13, and our son Jeff had an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old. So how do you keep them entertained in a resort that has features a casino? Now, you see the same thing in Las Vegas. You see young parents with children. You might think, like, wow, that's really tough. Well, if you get the right kind of weather, that's the tip. That's the trick here. You know, they have rental canoes, kayaks, paddle boats. They have fishing. It's a stocked mountain lake. My oldest grandson present there caught 5 fish, some nice fish. The lake is stocked by the state of Maryland, a stocked mountain lake, clear. There's a white sandy swimming beach with lifeguards. That takes your mind off some of the issues about swimming in a lake. There's an indoor pool. There's fire pits at night. You can gather around. You know, again, if the weather is nice, you know, to look at the lake, make yourself s'mores, whatever. I mean, it's just, they're spread out. They're lit. The bugs don't seem to be much of an issue. They probably spray. There's a lobby snack bar, which is probably big for everybody, but especially for kids. There's, you know, sandwiches, candy, coffee, soft drinks in the lobby of the hotel, so they can go there. It's very nice with sofas and so on, tables. There's a Jack Nicklaus golf course if they're into that, old enough to golf. If you're old enough to golf, too old to golf. There is an outdoor tiki bar, which, you know, also has pop for kids. That's okay. If you're at a fire pit, you send an adult over to the tiki bar and you come back with a beer, a tequila, and a glass of wine, and, you know, 3 sodas for the kids. There's outdoor walking trails around a beautiful mountain lake. The rooms at the resort are all renovated, very modern, reasonable price. So $10 minimum tables, you know, including craps, which I always play there. Great video poker. My wife Janie she really does a lot of work with video poker machines in terms of like finding where her best games are, and she found a couple 9-6 double bonus jacks or better games, and she won some money, man. She did great. She had a lot of fun, and I had some nice hits. I had $100 hit, and you know, Janie had several big wins, and that really made up. And I had a good night of craps, too, and I'll talk about that shortly. But the point is, Rocky Gap, again, if you catch the good weather, it's perfect for kids. But the other thing is, they have an indoor pool. They have a workout room, so they have an indoor pool. So, you know, it's that indoor pool's open year-round. And if you do get a rainy weekend or a rainy night there, you can still have an indoor pool. So, but it's just much better. We were just very fortunate. It was a beautiful day. Close to 90, but with a lower humidity and a slight breeze. So it was just a wonderful time. And we're going back. Jill and Caden will be back home again, but we're going to meet up with some people again in the first few days of August. We're going to go back to Rocky Gap. So I'm just saying, please check it out online. It's Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Flintstone, Maryland, in Rocky Gap State Park, and it's a Golden Entertainment property, and they're the ones that own the Strat. I mean, they're big time. They know what they're doing, and they really comp well, and they have all kinds of things to keep you interested in terms of, like, your comps. So at least check it out as an option someplace you might want to stop and visit. If you catch a beautiful day on the golf course, good weather for the lake, for boating, for fishing, for swimming, that just adds to this, you know, the memories of it all. It's just wonderful. All right, let's talk about another issue with vacations, and it happened to us. We're all set to go to Las Vegas, a Sunday through Sunday vacation, spending a few days at the Luxor, and we're going to be in a tower room. I know the pyramid rooms have been renovated, but I'm telling you that I think you want to consider the tower rooms first, because they're just nicer rooms, in my opinion. But that's my taste. I think the tower rooms are where I'll always stay, and they have some deals sometimes on one room suites. So, but we'll be there. And here's our issue. We were notified while we were at Rocky Gap that our Southwest flight was changed. And we had a nonstop flight from Pittsburgh. It's, you're going against the wind, so it's closer to 5 hours than four, so it's going to be 4 hours, 40 minutes, 4 hours, 50 minutes, depending on the wind speeds coming at you. And that's the only way I'm going to fly. I've told you before, disagree if you will, I'm not, once you hit the age of 50, it's all about convenience, you know. And I'm not going to change planes to save $150, something. I'm not going to do it. Well, anyway, Southwest changed us without our asking, and the flight was, you stay in the same plane, but listen to this. What normally is a 4.5, 4 hour, 45 minute flight was now going to be 8 hours, 15 minutes with two stops. I just think it makes it worse to stay in the plane. 8 hours and 15 minutes? Come on. Now, I wasn't saying I was outraged when that occurred, because I know that they can change flights. We had booked these flights so long ago. We booked them probably in late February. And so when you book that far out, that, you know, our trip is in September, you can understand. But I was very pleased to share this with you. Southwest Airlines, again, I have no relationship with them financially. I'm not working for them, but that's basically the best flights out of Pittsburgh to go to Vegas, in my view. Well, anyway, it's since they made the change, they let you change. You call them and you just say, I've been changed. Now you give them your confirmation number, and you're looking at your screen. And you say, I see there's a nonstop flight. The same day, actually, in our case, it was instead of leaving a little bit after noon, this flight left at 7 a.m. for Vegas, and they had openings. You know, you can check that online. There were seats available. And, you know, the lady said, sure. It was more expensive than the flight we booked originally, and we booked with points from a Chase card, Southwest Chase card, I call it. And so it wasn't cash involved. But she said, yeah, sure. You know, we're the one to change it, so the way the policy works, you can... You have the right to change it, and we're not going to charge you any more, or not going to charge you any more points, even though it might be more expensive and have been more points if you just booked it, you know, for the first time today. I hope that makes sense. So she changed it. You know, she changed it to that 7 a.m. So we'll get to Vegas before 9 a.m. You know, that works. We're flying west. You know, we're going to pick up hours. So we're going to get there 9 o'clock in the morning. So there's a couple of things to consider there. I'm definitely going to call the Luxor and pay for early check-ins. Now, early check-ins, even mobile early check-ins, I think are better than any kind of line. There's a concierge machine that will give you your keys. I think I'll do that. I'm going to be calling in the next day or so. And that's what I plan to do, because mobile check-ins, early check-ins, rather, are usually room is ready somewhere around 11 a.m. to noon. You know, so we get to the airport at 9. You know, grab breakfast. We won't have more than an hour wait. Sometimes you get lucky and the room's ready. So that's what we're going to do. It actually worked out better for us, you know, that we got it changed. We wouldn't have. But that's where we are. And then this morning when I got up, again, this happened yesterday. We were at Rocky Gap when we got the news. I wanted to wait till we got home. That's where all my paperwork was. So about the first original flight, they changed the return trip too, but they changed that by just, it was still nonstop, and it was just, we were leaving Vegas an hour early, but it was like over, like 4:05 in the afternoon, instead of like 5:15 in the afternoon. So that actually was better too, just gained a little bit of an hour there. And the flight home is barely over 4 hours, because you're going with those high winds coming east. So, you know, be prepared for that. And I think it's just good to share experiences with airlines, you know, because there's so many bad experiences. But I was very pleased that the Southwest representative, no problem. She just said, I'll take care of your issue. It's not your fault. Things like this happen, and we'll do anything we can to make you happy that you chose Southwest. And they did. So I just wanted to report that.
Now, there is something I'm not too happy about, and I don't know how you feel, but there was a smoking ban during the pandemic when the casinos opened in Pennsylvania. You know, masks were required, and there were temperature checks, etc. But there was a smoking ban. Well, that makes sense if you had to wear a mask, except if you were eating and drinking. So, come on. But now it's been lifted. And, you know, I just think it's just irritating that they permit smoking. Now, if you're a smoker, you're going to say, shut the hell up. But listen, okay, I used to be a smoker. I'm not a smoker now. I stopped smoking long ago in college. But here's my point. There's just so much close proximity in casinos, whether you're playing slots and when you're playing craps. Now, you have somebody pull out a cigar, blow cigarette smoke. You know, I just think it's rude. You know, if you want to smoke, go to the smoking area, but they lifted it. So there's going to be more smoke in Pennsylvania casinos than there has been in quite a while. And I'm disappointed by that. I know people think that drinking, smoking, gambling go together, but they don't have to. That's my point. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying we all know the dangers of secondhand smoke. And I have a grandson that's a dealer at a strip casino. And that's dangerous. You know, you're working 8-hour shifts. Yeah, you might smoke 3 cigarettes, you know, at a casino or 4 or 5 cigarettes. But you're not there for 8 hours breathing in the smoke. And he is, and all dealers are, you know, so bartenders too. It would be nice if they just banned it like they have done in many restaurants. And people would still come. But, you know, I was just upset to learn that the smoking lamp is lit in casinos in Western Pennsylvania. Oh, and if you're a smoker, you probably like it. I'm no longer a smoker, and I don't. You know, finally today, I think people who frequent casinos a lot are asking, like, is it the same as it was? And I think the answer is no. And a lot of things following the pandemic will never be exactly the same as they were. And I think what's different is that casinos just don't have the staff available right now, you know. And in July 2021, one of the informal eating spots, sort of a sports bar grill restaurant at Rocky Gap, was closed Monday and Tuesday. It was open Sunday night, but that was the first break they had in a long time. They had to give them a couple of days off. If you're staying in your room, you can get towels and extra coffee and that kind of thing the second day, but they don't make the room up. They only make the rooms up when you leave, and they do a thorough job, you know, make sure that it's sanitized. That's the big word, right? But so daily maid service is gone in a lot of casino hotels and a lot of hotels in general. If you're staying for more than one day, you're going to get the towels you need, etc. But again, you're not going to get the room cleaned till you leave. So in Las Vegas, it really is a big concern. I understand it's really difficult to get a cab, to get an Uber. So how do you get from the airport? Are you going to rent a car? It's very expensive now, much more expensive than it ever has been in my time. Are you going to get a delivery, a pickup, a chauffeur? You know, these are things that are different, and these easy ways of getting about and getting around aren't the same as they were. Now, are they going to ever become the same? I hope so. But there's no guarantees about that either, you know. So that's an issue. And, you know, we'll let you know when we get to Las Vegas in September how we deal with it. There's still so many good things. It is one of the premier vacation spots in the world, and that's not going to change. I know I'm going to love it there, but I'm going to be irritated because things aren't as exactly the way I liked them before. I know I have to accept it. It's part of the pandemic, but when you understaff hotels, when you understaff casinos, when you understaff restaurants, when you understaff the transportation and taxis and Ubers and so on, it just makes it different. And that's my biggest concern. about it being just so different. We will be there for the first Monday Night Football at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas ever. The Raiders will be facing the Baltimore Ravens. I thought the Baltimore Ravens would be much bigger favorites than they are. The sports books also, you know, are giving the edge to the Ravens, but it's just by a few points, and I thought it should be by at least 10. It's not, but I think it's pretty tough to bet on the Raiders, even though I want the Raiders to win that game, because the Ravens are so close to being a Super Bowl contender, you know, and the Raiders, in my opinion, are not. But we'll see, you know. You have to play the game to make a determination. Well, anyway, that brings us to an end. Our 116th podcast. I wanted to share with you that there are so many people now joining our Facebook group. Just seek it out. It's Casinos USA, written as two words, and answer a few questions, promising you'll not advertise. You won't use it as a dating service. You won't be trying to sell Bitcoin, etc., and you're on board. There's not a charge for anything that we do, so that's important. Also, if you wanted to comment on our podcast, we'd welcome that too, and I mean it. I'm not just saying it. And we have, as most podcasts, we have a voicemail. Let me give it to you. It's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. You know, if you want to ask a question, make a comment about a podcast, give us a trip report, tell us your experiences wherever you travel to, and you can learn from one another and get out some important information that we all could share. We got in this for recreational purposes. We're recreational gamblers. We're travelers. And that's all we try to do, is just pass that along and have some fun with our thousands and thousands of listeners. We are approaching 800,000 plays. We'll get there. We'll get there. But we never dreamed we'd be as popular as we are. We thank all of you so much for that. Casinos USA is still that special place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.